what would you be buying in this slightly more cheery market?
I'm not a huge beer drinker, but I like the look of Anheuser-Busch at these levels for several reasons. Firstly, the currency angle. So they operate in quite a few emerging market territories that would benefit from the weak dollar that we've seen over the last few days. This is a beer is typically thought of as defensive. These big brands, Anheuser-Busch is a marketing machine, and yet something that has typically been defensive in this crisis has turned almost completely cyclical because of what's happened with social distancing, closing pubs and restaurants. So any recovery trade that allows people to get back out there, back into sports stadiums and back into pubs and restaurants, should see their volumes recover. And they've got pricing power because of the brands. There have been a lot of concerns because they've got leverage to digest after purchasing South African breweries. But that debt has been structured very well, very conservative repayment profile. So I think this one, we see quite a lot of upside from even these levels
Okay,
after the bounce today.
great. Gary, how about you? I mean, at the start of the show, we were talking about a massive a rush of orders to, I suppose, to buy dollars or to take rands at the price at which it dropped to the dollar today. Is that your pick this evening or your trade?
Yeah, that's it. That's gonna be my trade today, and it's just because I've been what I've been talking about with clients literally the whole day. So yeah, I think with the currency, just I mean, it was incredible to see the move that we've had. It was almost directly related to the U.S. elections. When Trump won Florida, we immediately saw a weakening out to 1640. As soon as it looked like Biden was going to take the election, a massive strengthening. We got that compounded by, obviously the optimistic news from Pfizer around the efficiency of their vaccine, and all of that has just resulted in a massive buying of risk and a massive buying of South African assets and the local currency. So if I look at there's 27 big banks that publish forecasts around the currency. The most bullish bank was Goldman Sachs, so with a 12-month target of 1530. On my screen, we hit 1520 today. The kind of the median 12-month estimates around 1780. The most bearish is Swedbank, which is like above 1950 on their estimates. But I think, it's my feeling and just the feeling chatting to a lot of people, and we can kind of normally see where the orders are stacking up as well. And definitely massive demand to sell currency from people that are speculating on the currency and people that are moving overseas, while we do see some international portfolios reweighting, and that's obviously what's pushing the currency down. And you're seeing big inflows into our bond market.
Okay,
But
Gary,
for me,
yeah.
you've got a 12-month view. Sell rand, buy dollars.
Okay, we have to leave it there. Gary, Merrill, thanks very much for joining this evening. Merrill Pick from Old Mutual Investments, Gary Boyson from Rand Swiss. We'll be back tomorrow night.